Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home defeats Greene County Tech to complete the season sweep over the Lady Eagles, 40-32 tonight. Take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home with one player in double figures in scoring, that was Emma Martin with 14 points. 9 on the night for Kyra Penn, 8 for Anna Grace Foreman, 5 for Kate Gilbert, and 4 for Peyton Husky. One player in double figures as well for Greene County Tech, and that was Sabrina Kellett with 12 points. 9 for Tiffany Gramling, 5 for Kimley Pritchard, 3 for Brooke Justice, 2 for Brooke Barnes, and 1 for Shelby Adams. No ties, no lead change in this game. Once Mountain Home took the lead, they didn't relinquish it. They actually scored the first, I believe, 11 points of this contest. And it wasn't until a little over a minute into the second quarter that Tech got their first field goal of the game as well. Mountain Home didn't do as well a job of handling the ball as Tech did. About 14 turnovers for the Lady Bombers, Lady Eagles with 8. But they did enough to get the victory, and with that victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 13-9 overall, 5-4 in the 5A East. Greene County Tech is going to fall to 9-11 and 2-7. So again, Mountain Home wins by 8, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of our doubleheader. We'll come back to you in about 6 minutes and bring you the second game of our doubleheader in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Greene County Tech 40-32. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.